pray. Responsibly as well, but pray simultaneously in a Korean style concert of prayer. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we praise you and we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and your grace. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have indeed bestowed upon us. We praise you and we thank you, Lord, this morning for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, life, protection, and provision blessings that you have bestowed upon us, and more than that, down through the years. We pray that you continue to have mercy upon such wretched and undeserving people as we are, and bless us, Lord, and continue to bless us in the way that you have, in the way that you are doing, in the way that you will. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we confess, Lord, unto you our sins, our failures, and our faults, our disobedience and rebelliousness against not only your holy word, but your Holy Spirit, the conscience that you gave us, the instincts that you gave us, the writing of your law on our hearts that you put in us. And so, Lord, when we transgress against you and we sin against you, it is not only foolishness, but it's far deeper than what we even know. And so help everyone here to understand that today. And for Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us of our sins, failures, and faults. For you have talked about the mystery of the gospel, but you also talked about the mystery of iniquity. It is a deep and dark and devilish mess. And so the flames of hell, the rivers of liquid fire, the lake of fire that we are seeing erupting on the earth today in Hawaii is what we deserve, because the sin goes so much deeper than just us disobeying your law, your written law. And help everyone here by the power of your Holy Spirit to understand how painful it is to you when we sin against you. We sin against creation itself. You created us, and you know what is in us, and yet we violate everything that is in us and outside of us against you. And this is why we must go to hell if we don't trust Christ as Savior. And so, Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would forgive us of our sins, even as Christians, based upon the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the truth of the matter is, if people do not get under the flood of the blood, and by trusting Christ as Savior, they will go under the flood of the lake of fire. And that's very, very sad. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning that you would bring all things to our remembrance and to our minds. We pray that you would truly lead us, guide us, and direct us in the path and in the way that you would have us to go. Lord, throughout this morning, afternoon, and evening, order our steps and indeed direct our ways. And Lord, those of us who are sick and may not even know it, heal our hearts, minds, souls, spirits, and bodies. And Lord, we pray that you would help us to not only pray for revival, but to be about revival on our end by seeking your face, by turning from our wicked ways and humbling ourselves. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devils and the demons of hell and the satanic spirit of Judas and betrayal and sabotage and foolishness out of the hearts and minds and lives of people who have those issues. For some people are possessed, some people are oppressed by the devil, some people are depressed by the devil, and some people are impressed by the devil. And whatever the case, Lord, we pray that you'd remove the devils and the demons and the host of hell from off of their backs and out of their minds, souls, and spirits so that they can be free to serve you. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray that you would hold that demonic spirit of Judas and betrayal, Lord, from our lives and from the meeting, the meetings this morning. And not only here, but in churches all across the country and around the globe. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We cast all care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. Fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart. And Holy Father God, we pray for all of our children. Lord, it's just so wonderful to hear from all of my children this morning. They've always wished me not only a happy Father's Day, but a happy Mother's Day for the things I had to do and deal with throughout these 30 years of marriage and family. And it is so heartwarming to hear from all of my children this morning who recognize all that I had to do for them to get them to this point in their lives, being the father and the mother for them down through the years. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for all of the fathers who had to do the same when the mother just didn't show up and be what she should have been. And this is sadly a problem across the nation and around the globe. When fathers step up and do what is necessary to keep the family going. And we also thank you, Lord, for the mothers who didn't have the husband and the father in the home, and they had to step up and be the father and the mother, and they deserve to be not only wish to have a Mother's Day, but a happy Father's Day as well. And then there are some mothers who had a husband, had the father in the home, but she had to be the father and the mother still, disciplining the children when the father should have been doing it himself, leaving all of the decisions up to her when the father should have been there making most of the decisions. So we thank you for those mothers who rose to the occasion, the mature spouse who rose to the occasion when the immature spouse did not and got the job done, and instead of destroying the family, instead of saying, well, if you're not going to do it, I'm not going to do it, and letting the children suffer, they rose to the occasion and did what they had to do to make sure that the children were raised properly and in a decent fashion and with order. And so we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for all of the mothers across this country and around the globe, and especially Christian mothers, and especially virtuous women who are not only great mothers but great wives. And Lord, may they receive every reward and every blessing today. Bless them to enjoy a great meal. Bless them to enjoy multiple bracelets, multiple pendants, multiple watches, multiple TV sets, or whatever the children want to buy them, and whatever the husband wants to buy them, and new clothes, a new car, or whatever the case might be. And Lord, help them to enjoy their reward, because we do thank you for those good mothers who did what they had to do to get the children through. And we praise you and we thank you, not only for the mothers living today who have done that, but especially the mothers and the grandmothers in the past whose shoulders we stand on. I think about Mother Tempe, the matriarch of the White family out of North Carolina, who did what she had to do to get her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren through. We think about and remember my other grandmother, Mother Beeman, Mother Gladys Beeman, and all that she had to endure, and all the praying and worrying that she did for her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren. We thank you, Lord, for all of these grandmothers. And I thank you, Lord, for my mother, who did the best she could with what she had. And, Lord, I thank you for my great-grandmother, who I had the privilege of meeting. She never saw me because she was blind, but she saw me in spirit. And she's the one who taught me how to pray the Lord's Prayer. And back in the old house that was not too far removed from slavery times. And for even in those days, Lord, I remember going out to the well, out to the pump, and having to prime the old rusty pump to get some of that good-tasting old country water. And I remember going to the outhouse in the back. And so, Lord, by your grace, we've come a mighty long way. And we give you the glory, praise, and honor for the women who brought us through, oftentimes with no man being around for whatever reason. And Lord God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for being the father and the mother, if you will, of all of our lives. And we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor for not only disciplining us but nurturing us through the turmoil, oftentimes, of life and the vicissitudes of life. And Lord God in heaven, we pray this morning, I pray for all of my children, and it just blessed my heart so much to hear from my children who are away, and hear from my children who are still with me, wishing me gladly a happy Mother's Day. And I give you the glory, the praise, and honor, and I pray, as I always do, salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, life, protection, and provision, blessings upon them. And Holy Father God, that is, if they will trust you, love you back, fear you, obey you, and be faithful to you. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ Lord, and for his sake, amen. Pray out. When you are at your weakest, pray. When you're at your strongest, pray. When you feel like praying, pray. When you don't feel like praying, pray. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the White House Family Devotions. Devotion number 357. Join us in singing the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Billy Graham said, each of us experiences clouds in life, sometimes slight, but sometimes dark and frightening. Whatever clouds you face, whatever clouds you face today, be careful right here. Ask Jesus Christ, the light of the world, to help you look behind the cloud to see his glory and his plans for your life. Amen, somebody. Join me in praying the Lord's Prayer. I remember as a little boy, my blind great-grandmother teaching me, or trying to teach me the Lord's Prayer. I did learn it, because she made sure of that many, many years ago as a little boy. I couldn't have been no more than 6, 7, or 8. But my blind great-grandmother, great-grandmother, she was a great-grandmother. She loved the Lord. And she wanted her great-grandchildren to learn the Lord's Prayer. She had taught my grandmother the Lord's Prayer. She had taught my mother the Lord's Prayer. And so she's had the privilege and the joy and the blessing of teaching her grandson the Lord's Prayer. She nor I thought I would be a preacher like her husband and like she was. But evidently she prayed for me one day to be a preacher, and she never thought I would be preaching around the world, preaching to thousands of folks, millions of folk, and seeing hundreds and thousands come to know Christ as Savior. It all goes back to that old dark, almost slave house with an outhouse and with a rusty water pump, a water faucet thing outside, outdoor water, where we had to prime the pump. When, if you had chicken for Sunday, somebody had to come over in the yard and wring the chicken's neck so that you could have chicken. Back in those days. But my great-grandmother, Breedlove, her great-great-granddaughter bears her name. And so let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, we are still in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 and 13, as we're still dealing with the family verses and the family. If you want your family healed, if you want your family to not only survive, but to thrive, you need to take heed to the family verses. God made the family, and he told us how we ought to operate inside of the family. Verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stephen J. Cole writes in his commentary on this passage, why would God give such authority and strength to such a hideous enemy? We cannot know more than Scripture reveals. And by the way, allow me to say that things are much deeper, much deeper than what you and I will ever know until we get on the other side, and we still may never know everything. Because just because we're going to heaven does not mean God has to reveal to us everything. But I will tell you this, things are much deeper than what we tend to think everything is. The commentator goes on to say, but we can know that Satan cannot do anything that is outside of God's eternal purpose in Christ. God will be more glorified in the ultimate overthrow of Satan and the demons than if he had never allowed them to rebel in the first place. I think that went past you there, so allow me to repeat that. I think that went over your head. And this is one of those deep things. Not as deep as it could be, but it is deep. God will be more glorified, the author said. God will be more glorified in the ultimate overthrow of Satan and the demons than if he had never allowed them to rebel in the first place. The Bible clearly shows that God uses satanic forces to accomplish his holy and sovereign purposes, and yet he is not tainted by their evil ways, and he will ultimately judge both the demons and sinful people for their sinful choices. The most evil deed in history, the crucifixion of the sinless Son of God, was carried out through Satan's influence on evil men, and yet it accomplished the predetermined purpose and will of God. God even uses Satan at times to chasten God's servants. So Satan is strong, but God is stronger, and never forget that. Let's pray for the family. Holy Father God, we are weak, but we know that thou art strong. Our enemy is stronger than we are, and so we pray for your protection from him. And we pray that you'll place upon us all the whole armor of God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Make sure the air is on blasting with the bottom all the way down. Ladies and gentlemen, our devotional Bible reading passage for today is Psalm 139:17-24. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Ladies and gentlemen, regarding this passage, Dr. Matthew Henry writes, God's counsels concerning us and our welfare are deep, such as cannot be known. We cannot think how many mercies we have received from Him. It would help to keep us in the fear of the Lord all the day long if, when we wake in the morning, our first thoughts were of Him. And how shall we admire and bless our God for His precious salvation when we awake in the world of glory? Surely we ought not to use our members and senses, which are so curiously fashioned, as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. Amen, somebody. Holy Father God, we praise You, Lord, and we thank You for Your holy word. And Lord, help us to cherish it, help us to love it, and help us to obey it, and to live by it, and to share it with others. By Your grace, in Jesus Christ's name, we pray and for His sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, join me in praying for the estates, starting with the family estate, which I have added to the estate system. And it is right where it should be first. Holy Father God, we pray for the family. We pray for the Christian families. We pray for the families that don't know Christ as Savior, that You would open their blinded eyes, unstop their deaf ears, and save their souls. And we pray, Lord, for the healing and revival of every Christian family based upon everybody in the family choosing to obey Your holy word, no matter how tight, no matter how straight, no matter how hard, but hard, because hard works in Your economy. And Lord God in heaven, we pray for all of the churches, that Your Holy Spirit will work mightily in all of our hearts and help us to pray. But Lord, help us to not only pray for revival, but to be about revival, seeking Your face, turning from our wicked ways and humbling ourselves. And Holy Father God, we pray that You would help us to remember from whence we have fallen. Give us greater understanding of that. Help us to then repent and to repeat the first works that we did, motivated by our first love for You. And Holy Father God, we also pray for the government. And we thank You, Lord, for the good things that are happening in the world. We thank You, Lord, for a president who can get things done. The White House is still in turmoil because of sin, pride, and lying. And Lord, we pray that You would help them to see the error of their ways, so that their good would not be evil spoken of. And so, Holy Father God, help President Trump to tell the truth, to shock the world, and not be a typical politician, but to come clean about his own failures and sins and faults, and he will find that everything will dissipate, and he will turn out to be one of the greatest presidents ever. And so, Lord, we pray for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, life, protection, and provision blessings, Lord, upon the government and the country. And we pray that You'll give these people humility and wisdom. And Lord God in heaven, we pray for the people, that You would give the people humility and wisdom, the citizens, all of us. And we pray that Your holy gospel and Your Holy Spirit would not give us rest, and give the people and citizens rest until they come to know You as Savior. and that Christians would be revived again. And Lord, we pray for the media, both the old and the new, that you would save those who are lost, revive those who are saved, and rebuke and bind the devil and his demons and his hosts from them, that they would not be instigators, but just reporters who tell the truth, and so that the people will be properly informed. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, for all of the events happening around the world. And now, Lord, one tragic event has taken place, well, three, all in the same country of Indonesia. Where three churches have been blown up in this mostly Muslim country. And many have been killed, many have been injured. And we pray that you would comfort your persecuted Christians in this on this day. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for the mother on just yesterday. Lord, who was taking a selfie on an escalator, somehow dropped the baby, and the baby dropped three or four stories and died. And we pray that you'll comfort that family. And we pray, Lord, for the situation regarding the young man and the police officer. We don't know what went on beforehand. Lord, I pray that young men, be they black or white, would learn to obey orders and not resist. And we pray that police officers would learn restraint. And this is not a racial situation, because at another Waffle House, it was a white man who killed people and a black man who saved lives. So, Lord, we pray that you would give people, you would have your Holy Spirit to work on the hearts of people, that they would come to know your Savior so that they can think differently and avoid these situations. And so, Holy Father God, we pray, however, that you would comfort this family and comfort the police officers who have to deal oftentimes with young people who have not been raised properly by their parents. And so, Lord, we pray that you would diffuse that situation and have good to come out of it. We also pray for all of the people who have sent in prayer requests in the hundreds, and we thank you for the privilege to pray for so many people, and we thank you for the trust that you have given them, peace in their hearts, to trust us to pray for them and their needs. And we pray for salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, life, protection, and provision blessings, Lord, upon all of the people who've sent in prayer requests. And we also pray that you would hear and answer their prayers and our prayers for them. Lord, we pray for all of those who've gotten saved through the ministry, those who rededicated their life through the ministry, and those who have, and we pray that you'll help these to grow in the faith, to stand strong in the faith, and to be the Christians you want them to be. Help us to be the disciplers of the disciples that you want us to be. And, Lord, we pray for over 3 million souls to come to know your Savior through the preaching of the gospel through this ministry, and the preaching of your holy word to Christians, that 3 million Christians would get revived and their families revived. And we pray for over $3 million to come in to fund and support all of the pastors, evangelists, and missionaries around the world who are asking for help and who have sent out the Macedonian call. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray. We cast all care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. Fill us with your peace and with your joy. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, our devotional reading for today is titled God Provides by Billy Graham. John 13:13 says, ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. The Spirit will never lead you contrary to the Word of God. They go hand in hand. I hear people saying, the Lord led me to do this. The Lord told me thus and so. I am always a little suspicious unless what the Lord has said is in keeping with the Word of God. God never directs us to do anything contrary to his word. Amen, somebody. The prophet Samuel once said, obedience is better than sacrifice. Everybody who names the name of Christ needs to learn this principle. And this is why we tell Andy Stanley that there is no way Christians can unhitch themselves from the Old Testament. That is impossible. Impossible. Can't be done. That would mean that all of the sermons that he has preached from the Old Testament need to be done away with and thrown in the trash. Anyway, the scripture teaches, he that willeth to do his will shall know the doctrine. When you find yourself up a blind alley, not knowing which way to turn, if you are willing to do his will, he will reveal himself to you. He conceals his will only from those who, before they consent to do his bidding, seek to know what he is going to say. Be an obedient Christian. Remember that where God guides, God provides. Where he leads, he supplies all needs. Amen, somebody. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this wonderful devotional time. Yes, we are a little bit later than usual, but Lord, you know all that's happening and what's going on is a miracle that we're even here. And we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor, Lord, for allowing us to be here 300 and how many times? 357 days. And Lord, we give you the glory, praise, and honor. And we pray that Christian families across this nation and around the globe, black and white, red and yellow, would have family devotions. And even if they have to peel off from us, Lord, to have their own family devotions, we pray that you would bless their family devotions. And it doesn't matter whether people are at odds with one another, don't like each other, because this is one of the reasons why families don't have devotions. And the wife and the husband are not getting along. They don't like each other, don't get along together, don't love each other as they should. The children see that, and they don't want to be involved either. So, Lord, help people to be mature and to suck it up and to, even if they don't like each other, to love each other and to understand the importance of praying together unto you as a family. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in closing, I have a question for you. If you were to die today, where would you go? Heaven or hell? God wants you to go to heaven so much that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins, to be buried and to rise again. And all you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you want to be saved today, it is as simple as that. Believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. And pray and ask him to save your soul, and he will save you. And I will be glad to lead you in that prayer right now, phrase by phrase. Please follow me. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have broken your Ten Commandments by lying, by dishonesty, by lust after people and things that don't belong to me, by stealing and other transgressions and sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sinfulness and of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he shed his blood on the cross, that he died for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God in the Bible, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.
Just like you said.